So we're learning now Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis and Kinim, but we're starting Chav Dalet Amud Aleph on the Mishnah. Mishnah Hey, Chatois Shenis Arvu Bechoiva. Choiva means a case where the person said, "I'm going to bring a carbon." That's what it means. He was, but it's a stuma. Choiva means it's like a Yeledes that put aside a stuma. We call that a choiva. Yeledes said, "Here's my two birds. Make whatever you want. You have to make a chatas oila, whatever, whichever one you want, be chatas oila." So you had chatois, you had two chatois, let's say, shenis arvu bechayva. They got mixed up with a chayva, which is a stuma. And what you do? You brought half lamaila, half lamata. So ain't a kasha minyan chatas shebechayva. The case was you brought half on top, half on the bottom. Now, what's the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario is that you put both chatois on top, chatois apostle on top. So here, remember, you have four birds altogether, two chatois and two stumas. So what's the worst case scenario? Both chatois are on the top, right? Both chatois are on top, worst case scenario. So what happened at the bottom? The whole entire stuma is on the bottom. So how many are kosher? One bird are kosher. One bird is kosher. There are two chatois, two specified chatois, two birds. And then a stuma, a set of birds. A stuma. Every lettuce brings a chatas and an oila, so it's a stuma. And what? So what happened? It half on top, half on the bottom. What's the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario is that both chatas were on top, which are blue on the bottom, and then a stuma was on the bottom. What do you call it? A stuma on the bottom. So what? So how many are kosher?
One
bird. So that's what it says. Ain kosher a million chatas shebechayva. Only the amount of chatas are in the chayva are kosher, which is what? Which is one. There's one chaz and chayva, that's always kosher. That's case number one. Case number two is chayva shnayim b'chatas. Let's say the chayva was two times the chatois, which means there was four birds of chayva, four stumas, and two chatois. That means in the stuma, there's two chatois and two oilas, and you have two certified chatois, right? You have altogether six birds. Chayva shnayim b'chatois. And what do you do? Half on top, half on the bottom. So before we see the halacha, let's figure it out ourselves. What's the worst case scenario? You have two mefurash chatois here. Worst case scenario is you did two chatois on top and a stuma, and then the rest on the bottom. The rest on the bottom. So it comes out that on the top will be one kosher, because one stuma is kosher. And on the bottom, you only have two kosher because you brought the three stumas in the bottom, and one of them is supposed to be a chatas. One of them is supposed to be oila. Supposed to be oila. So then, the halach is that two of the chatois are kosher on the bottom. So how many are kosher altogether? Three. Three out of six are kosher. One on top and two on the bottom. So what does it say in the Mishnah Taka? Choy v'shnayim v'chatas, mechza kosher, mechza apostle. Perfect. Half a kosher, half a apostle. We said three are kosher, so half a kosher, half a apostle. What's the next case? Shnayim chatas shnayim b'chayva. If there's double amount of chatas than a chayva. So what does that mean? There was four chatois, four certified chatois. Chatas, 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 and you have a stuma, which is half chatas, half oila. And what's the worst case scenario? You brought three of the chatois on top. You did half and half. Three of chatois on top. So that's the worst case. And so all apostle. And on the bottom, you brought a chatas and a stuma. How many are kosher there? Only two. So how many are kosher altogether out of the six? Two. And what does it say in the Mishnah? Chatas shnayim v'chayva, ha-minyan shevechayva kosher.
You had how many altogether?
What?
You had four chatas.
Six altogether, yeah. Six altogether.
So you had five chatas and one.
Right, right. You had three on top and three on the bottom. So loch is, there's two kosher. There's two kosher, yeah. Because you had to bring, because if you have five chatois, you said five doesn't have oila, you had to have at least two chatois in the bottom, right? You had to leave the bottom. So therefore, two are kosher. How many are kosher? And kosher, it says, ha-minyan shebechayva kosher. The minyan, the amount of chayva kosher. How much was in the chayva? Two. Ha-minyan shebechayva kosher. And this formula always works. When it says that when it's chayva shnayim bechatos, when there's double amount of chayva and chatos, always you mechza kosher, mechza pasal. Figure that anyway, that still happened. And if it's double the amount of chatois, then the chayva, the minyan shebechayva will be kosher. How many amount of chayva will be kosher? And the same thing we just said is about oila. The exact same thing about oila. B'chein oila shesarva b'chayva, ain't kosher el minyan oila shebechayva. If the oila got mixed up in a chayva, which means even amount, it's only kosher a minyan oila shebechayva, because maybe the worst case scenario was that the two oilas were on the bottom, and then the only one can be kosher is one of the stumas on top. So that's why it's only minyan oila shebechayva are kosher. And chayva shnayim ba'oila, if it's double the amount of chayva than the oila, the same thing with mechsa kosher, mechsa pasul. That means a chayva would mean one oila, one chatas, one oila, one chatas, and two oilas. So there also will be mechsa kosher, mechsa pasul, and oila shnayim ba'chayva means shebechayva kosher, like we just said, in a case where the same thing as chatas is by oila, the halacha is means shebechayva is kosher. New Mishnah. Next Mishnah. It's a new discussion, I'm talking about a whole different case where Isha made a certain type of tanai. Ha'isha sha'amra, ha'reya laikan k'sha'ilat zacha. Halacha is, if Isha has a zacha, she anyway brings a oila and a chatas. We know that the Reya brings a kan, oila, and a chatas. She says, you know what, if I have a zacha, I'm going to bring an extra pair of birds. Now, when you make a nadava, you're always both oilas. They're both oilas. That's the halacha. So Isha sha'amra, ha'reya laikan k'sha'ilat zacha. So what happens? Yodah Zacha, Mavia Shtei Kinim, she brings two pairs of birds, four birds. Achas L'Nidra, for her Nedah, which is two oilers. Achas L'Chivasa, and one for Chivasa is one oiler and Chatas. So how many do you bring all together? Three oilers and one Chatas. When you have four all together, you bring three oilers and one Chatas. That's what she has to bring. Nostan L'Koin, she gave it to the Koin. Tzarech Las Gimel Prey Dem Amaylam. Why? Three Prey Dem Amaylam. Because the oil is a milo, right? Three bedlam a milo. V'achas l'matan. And what on the bottom? Lo yosa kein. Let's say he didn't do that. He didn't ask any questions. This was a evil chacham. Elo shtayim l'milo shtayim l'matam. What's the halach? He didn't ask. He did two on top, two on the bottom. So what happened now? So what was kosher? It's a stumas here. So her chayva, she was yaitza. What was she yaitza? Her neder, two oilers. Why? Because he did half l'milo, half l'matan. So one oiler, missing one oiler. Got that? One missing one oiler. What do you do? You have to bring one more bird, and you have to bring it on top, like oiler minachad. This is only if you know that the first four birds were all one min. Now if you know, if they are four min, the first four birds you brought were all one min. But if the mishnei minim, if the two minim, tavish dayim. Why? Because you don't know which one you brought. You don't know if it came from two different minim. You're not sure even if you yotze half your neder, because you're not sure which min to bring. You're not sure which min to bring because you have to match up your extra one. There's one puzzle here, right? You have an extra oila that has to match up with the first oila, but you don't know which one the first oila was. Let's say it was Tayrim Reyayna. You're not sure if the Tayrim were the Chayva and the Reyayna were the Ned. They're all the opposite. So I don't know how to match it up. So I have to bring two more. Keep Chazun with this. You have to keep Chazun. You have to bring two more. Next case in the Mishnah. Pirsha Nidra. Let's say she was Mefarish her Neda. Shricha Lahavi Oid Gimel Predim Mimin Echad and Mishnei Minim Tavi Arba. What does it mean that she was mefarish the neder? That means that b'shas the neder, she said, I want to bring a neder of Torim or Bnei Yoina. She said exactly what she wants to bring. And the problem is she forgot what she spoke out. She forgot. So therefore, she always, for her neder, always has to bring two Torim and two Bnei Yoina. She always has to bring two Torim and two Bnei Yoina. So here, if she knows which min was brought first, and now we know one of her nedavas apostle, so she only has to add on three more. She adds a one to match up the first min she brought, and she brings another two, because she always has to bring two minim, because she's not sure which min or the nether was. But if she doesn't know which one was brought first, she has to bring a whole another four. So we're already up to adding another four already. We're adding another four now. So let's read it again. The Mishnah Pirsha Nidra Tzrich L'Havi Oid Gimel Prey Dim Min Echad Mishnei Minim Tavi Arba. From two minim, she has to bring four more birds. Kava Nidra, let's say she was Kaveya the Neder. What does that mean? She said, I want to bring my bird of Neder together with the Chayva bird. And the same min also. She wants the same min and I want to bring it together. So now the problem is when she has to bring, everything wasn't brought together. Why? Because it got messed up. She wants to bring the two Nedava birds together with the bird of Yoledas. I want to bring it together at the same time. So now, if it would have worked out first, the Kohen would have asked and done the right thing, nothing would have happened. But now, the Kohen didn't ask, and now it comes out, she has to bring the Chayva, her Yoledas bird again. So Kava Nidra, Tzrich Elavi Ha'oid Chamesh Preidim, Meminechav. So Meminechav is being another five Preidim. Why? If she knows what minute it was, so she has to bring a set of. She has to bring. Let's say the first was Bnei Yaina. She knows it was Bnei Yaina. She has to bring one more Nedava to match up the Bnei Yaina Nedava. Two more Tairim because she's not sure what her Nedava was. And she has to bring another one. And she has to bring another one for her Chayva. She has to bring. So the truth is, she has to bring another two. She has to bring two and two for her donation. Why? And she also has to bring one Chayva that matches the first Chayva. So if it's a Minecha, she brings altogether five. She brings four for her donation, because she's always not sure if it's Tarim or Yaina, and it has to come together with the bird that comes for Yoledas. What?
How much does she originally
have to bring? Six. So here, she has to re-bring some things here. So she has to bring five, Minecha. She has to bring six. Why? Because she's not sure what's her Chayva, which type her Chayva, you know, her Yoledas Ayla was. She has to bring the same match as a chatas. She has to bring two for that. And she has to bring four for her donation that said came together with her carbon yoledas. So up to six already. In one more case, that could be even seven. That's sheish. Now what happens if she gave all her birds to the kayin? Nastas la kayin, ve'eni edeya das mas nas. So she doesn't know what he gave, what she gave, you know, what she gave. And the Kohen also didn't know what he got. But the Kohen of Asa, of any day of Ma Asa, he doesn't know what he did. He doesn't know what he did, what he got. Maybe he did everything on top, everything on the bottom, half on top, half on the bottom. So the halacha is, Tzricha lahavi oid preidim arba l'nidra. He has to bring another four nidarim l'nidra, v'shtayim l'chayvasa, and two for a chayv, v'chatas achas. Here's a case that's bring seven. Why? She has to bring four for the nation. Two for a chayva of ayla, and all you have to bring is one chatas. Why? Why have to bring one chatas? Because the chatas is kaveya which shear, which type of ayla she's going to bring. So she brings one chatas, and that chatas will be any min she wants, because even if it was possible the first chatas, because everything was on top or everything on the bottom, this chatas will be kaveya the min for her chayva. She'll bring this chatas, and this chatas will be kaveya chayva. Why does she bring? Why does she bring two oilas then? You bring one chatas.
Why did she take care with everything new that she brought?
What?
Why didn't it take care with everything new that she brought?
No, she bring everything new now. She bring four. No, I'll tell you why. So let's just bring. You're saying let her bring four nadarim and a pair of birds,
yeah.
Right? So why can't she do that? Because maybe she was yoytzer her chatas already. Maybe she's yoytzer chatas. If she's yoytzer chatas already, then the oila always has to be the same thing like the chatas. Same min as the chatas. And she has to bring now oila again together with her donation. So she has to bring two type of oilas automatically, because maybe she's yoytzer chatas already, and that kaveya, which type of oila she has to bring, so she has to bring two type of oilas here automatically together with the four donations. She has to bring four donations with oilas. Okay, so then why is that enough? You know why it's not enough? Because maybe she wasn't yoytzer chatas, because maybe everything was brought on the top, and the chatas were in yaitza. So you have to bring another chatas just in case. That chatas could be any min you want. Why? Because that chatas, Aviva, it wasn't yaitza the chatas. That chatas will be establishing our new thing.
If she's bringing these six,
right?
But do I care if she was yaitza or not? She's
yaitza
now.
No, she can't be, because maybe she wasn't yaitza chatas yet. The six are all bringing as oilas. She bring all six as oilas. Right, two chavas are both oilas. The chavas. Because you're not sure which oil is, which oil to bring. Not sure which oil to bring. So you have to bring another chatas to certify that. The chatas achas. Okay, Benazai Omar, shtei chatas. Benazai, you need two chatas. Why? Benazai, she tells me, we had a mission before, that the oil certifies which chatas to bring. The oil certifies. So now, maybe the oil already certified which chatas to bring. So you have to bring two different chatas, which meant to bring. So you have to know which one to bring. What? Well, you have to bring eight. Yeah.